Previously on
the best path of music.
I've got a really good email.
Well, tell me about this email that you got.
Anyways, this guy, he said, "Hey, user, I've got $1 million. Come help me spin it at Burning Man. All you have to do is send me $600 and then I can be sure that you want to come to Burning Man with me." No, anyways, this guy wants two people and $600 each, and then we get to burn the man. We get to go to Burning Man. But this is going to be really fun, and I think it'd be a great, just a great activity for us to, you know, kind of bond. If you can, just get back to me pretty soon, because if you're not going, I'm going to get Jonathan to go with me.
No, fuck that. I'll go.
Can't believe Target doesn't have a rebar.
Tony the Tiger. It's Tony the Tiger here.
Mop up on aisle 9. Blue light special on aisle 17.
Get parking tape and packing tape. Yeah, get both of them.
Sure. You don't need condoms.
Oh, man. I've been around the world, and I've
strapped down a few of these babies.
Oh, I'll drive.
Are you good at navigation? Well, I'm good at navigation.
Yeah, yeah. You navigate, and I'll drive.
All right. I'll do the map, then. You drive.
Can we just have some silence for a minute? Just a minute. Oh, look, Sam. Those girls there earlier, I heard them at the gas station. They're going to a Burning Man. Or they're going to Burn a Man or something.
Yeah?
And they're exiting here.
Oh. Okay.
So we should follow them.
For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of
music.
Music.
You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music,
Edition 76.
The average human being only uses about 5% of their brain. The other 95% is available for food. Thank you.
And what was up with that Lilith Fair? There wasn't a Burning Man there at all. I mean, they did set that one guy on fire. Somebody should call the police or something. It was got out of control there.
Yeah, he was tall, but I don't think that constitutes an actual Burning Man.
Yeah.
Isn't the Burning Man like 100 feet tall or something?
Yeah, and it's like a wooden effigy. It's not like
a real
dude.
Guy.
Man, we barely got it's out of there right. with our lives. The amount of patchouli was just overwhelming, not to mention the body hair. Well,
at least we have something to talk about for the next leg of the trip, huh?
Yep. And we got these sweet Lilith Fair 2010 shirts.
I was worried that I wouldn't get this year's shirts.
I know it.
As I inexplicably collect Lilith Fair shirts.
Mm-hmm. I know, you've got that GeoCities fan page where you update all of your...
Lilith Fair t-shirts.
Yeah.
Well, you want to play the state game?
No, I'm done with the state game.
But Sam, hey!
It's all California.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, hey! You're right, there was hey.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Where did that cat come from?
Oh my god. You heard that too?
Did you just... You didn't bring Pinochle along, did you?
Oh man, I don't know. Maybe I did.
Or did we pick that up at Lilith Fair?
I don't know. God, maybe we did pick up a cat.
There was that group of hippies that was selling cats
to
pay for their trip.
Souvenir Lilith Fair cats. Did you buy one of those? I didn't.
I don't remember.
Gosh, must have hopped in the car. I don't see a cat back there. Unless he's underneath the floorboard.
It's probably just in the engine.
Ooh, yeah. Or in the trunk. I don't want to check, though. We've already lost some time by stopping at Lilith Fair. Yeah. We've got to get to Burning Man.
That's true. I'm sure all the heat will just burn away the smell. Hey, Sam, look, it's Meteor Crater.
Oh,
Sam, can
wow.
we stop at Meteor Crater?
I guess so. Just for a second.
Yeah. I've been looking for this place forever.
Yeah, it's an ancient meteor crater.
Can you hand me my notebook?
Yeah, sure. Here you go.
Well, I've got this list of places that I want to visit until I die. There's Mystery Spot, Meteor Crater,
Ball of Twine, Easter Island,
and Dog Patch. Now, I've already been to Easter Island, Statue of Liberty, Eiffel Tower. Looks like I just have Meteor Crater and Dog Patch left.
Hmm.
I can't wait to get to Dog
Sweet.
Patch, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That place is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty amazing.
They've got the thing where you could feed the fish with the peanuts and whatever.
Yeah, and they've got like the little miniature metal roller coasters there that are not quite like real roller coasters and aren't exactly that fun.
They're just my speed.
Yep.
A lot of hillbillies around.
Yeah, yeah.
Make me feel real at home.
A lot of fake made-up houses to look like ye olde pioneer times in the Ozark Mountains.
Nothing like a Little Abner-themed theme park.
Tell me about it.
I'm just waiting on a Ziggy or Andy Capps theme park.
Oh, man, Andy Capps or even like a Beetle Bailey would be pretty good.
Reminds me of the time I joined the service.
Yeah.
After reading all those Beetle Bailey cartoons. You remember that?
Yeah. And during the Saturnian Blurg Wars.
Oh, Joe! Get him! Pittsburgh! Dallas! Go around the front line.
Sam, this is all going to hell. This is going to hell.
No,
this isn't how it's supposed
to
be.
We can do it.
Yo,
we're
Joe.
Doing it. Take that, you purple bastard. This one's for America.
Eat this.
Suck hot metal, slimy freaks.
Chew on this. Put this in your mouth.
This is going to hurt.
This will hurt you more than it hurts me. Yo, Joe.
Put this in your pipe and explode it. There's just too many, Robbie. They're just coming from everywhere.
Joe.
They're coming from everywhere.
I know, man.
They're coming from everywhere. I can't take
calm
it, man.
Calm down, calm down.
I can't
you gotta...
take it. Take that.
Get off of him, you purple bastard.
Get off of me.
You're fired.
Consider this a divorce.
Do you get the point?
I'll shoot you now, but leave me later.
Maybe this will sharpen your listening skills.
Up your nose with the rubber explosion.
Yeah, those are crazy times. Huh, who knew it all? Where it was all going to go after you read those Beetle Bailey comics?
Uh-huh.
You spent that whole weekend, you had that whole collection.
I wonder what happened to those.
I don't
anyway,
know.
so
It's way better when you read all those BCs and you just sort of disappeared for a couple of weeks and lived in a cave.
That wasn't quite as fun.
Yeah.
I appreciate you controlling my reading habits since then.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's helped out.
Yeah, you're very influenceable. That's why we had to get you off porn.
Then there was that time that I joined that cult. Friends in Action.
Oh, yeah, yeah. After reading their literature.
Yeah, and then you joined Friends in Action.
I joined it. I thought it was a good deal, but then you quit. It wasn't so bad, though. I don't know. The message is good.
Come on, Sam.
Just the people are kind of
We've gone through crazy. It, Sam.
No, I mean, when you think about it, what's wrong with having friends?
Sorry I even brought it up.
Sorry.
Look, here's a turnoff.
I mean, their t-shirts are really cool, too.
Here's the turnoff. This is Meteor Crater. Let's go.
Okay. Wow, look at that. There it is.
And so they don't have any rides or anything?
No. You'd think there'd be somebody at least selling souvenir pictures or something.
Well, there is downstairs, but I mean, we already spent our allotted $7 for today on the admission.
That's true.
See, I hate to make it all the way out here and not get any Meteor Crater meteors or Meteor Crater shirts.
Something, a dinosaur bone or
stunt
something.
Plane. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a...
Well, you can cross it off the list.
Yeah, at least that. It's a big hole, though.
It certainly is a big hole. Makes me want to take a shower.
Oh, will you remind me? I've got an appointment with Planned Parenthood when we get back.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Let me just put it into my Palm Pilot here.
This is like the Earth is just a big Edward James Olmos face, and this is one of the craters.
Yeah.
You could think about it like
it's
that. Like,
yeah, it's like we're standing on the precipice of Tommy Lee Jones's nose.
Well, let's...
Let's get back in the car.
I guess let's go, huh?
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
Maybe the cat's dead.
Maybe so. Oh, yeah, I guess we could check on that. Well, I don't see any cats in the trunk.
I don't see any cats in the cradle.
Yeah, it must have escaped whatever it was. I guess we'll never know.
All right. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
No, I have got a Yes, there is a baby. This is a story that got our interest because of babysitting.
But then in oh, man, so such heartwarming tales.
It's such smart commentary.
I know, it's like it really speaks to the common man.
It's kind of like it's all made up.
Yeah, some sort of elaborate prose just designed to pull on your heartstrings and your chain wallet. That IR glass is something else.
You know what they, well, the cousin like Philip Glass, I would have expected his commentary to be a little experimental, trite, and boring.
Yeah.
And derivative.
Yeah, something like that.
But this guy's groundbreaking.
He is.
Good, this is the good glass.
Yeah, people should hear this.
Uh-huh. Nothing like Philip Glass's, you know, same, he's got the same theme, and it just goes on and on and on, you know, for
mm-hmm.
episode after episode after episode. And
it's like, why did I need Poyaniskotsky when I already saw Koyaniskotsky? It's pretty much the same thing, just over and over and over.
Right, right. But This American Life, I mean, it's different. You got one episode where they're talking about a guy who's lost his house.
Yeah, it's like,
and there's rats there, and then the other guy, he's lost a house, and
yeah, it's like each week they bring up a theme and present a different viewpoints upon that same theme. Oh, hey, well, it looks like we're getting close here. Look at that. There's a sign there. Out in the middle of the desert, says Burning Man. That way, 2 miles. Oh, and it's jokey. It says Hong Kong that way, 20,000 miles.
that's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
It's like when we got to Little Fair, we must have taken a wrong turn at Albuquerque or something.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, man, I saw what you did there. Well, here we are, Pismo Beach and all the clams that we can eat.
Oh, that's from the, yeah, that's
yeah.
from the,
loony.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's Daffy. Speaking of which, I hope Daft Punk's going to be here. I really love their space age disco music.
Yeah.
And they have this whole robot persona. I think that's really cool.
I think they're just cutting through, man. They're going to cut through into the mainstream and people are going to listen to them.
Yeah, like one more time. People are just going to celebrate them.
Yeah. They just need a little bit more exposure.
Yeah, people need to hear more about Daft Punk. They got to stop playing all of these weird, obscure shows and just tour all the major venues across the country. I mean, I think they could fill a baseball stadium.
Yeah, yeah. No more Bonnaroo, no more Coachella. Small fries.
Yeah, small potatoes.
They could do Madison Square Garden or Wrigley Field.
Yeah, or Radio City Music Hall.
They could be on Channel 7.
Or even Red Rocks.
Red Rocks.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why they just keep pushing themselves down.
Well, see, what you have there is a couple of guys that just underestimate themselves, and they don't work hard enough.
Yeah, I think it's because they're French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they stay on the fringe with all those samples and everything.
Yeah.
They can't really break through because everything, there's all this gray area about their profession.
Yeah. I mean, how are they going to get clearance on some of those samples? I heard they were in a lot of legal trouble over using that Cola Bottle Shake song.
Yeah, these artists just ripping off other artists, they're not really, you know...
It's not original.
No, they're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know why they can't just create it on their own.
Yeah, like all those rap artists. I mean, what are they...
Yeah.
That's a flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm. Rap's not going to last.
Uh-uh. Yeah, just give me that old-time rock and roll.
Yeah, that's what I like. You're not going to see a Peter Frampton do auto-tune.
Well, that's just what everybody does. They get this new instruments with their new little effects, and they just exploit them.
Yeah, as soon as there's a brand new thing, they just take it and wear the hell out of it.
Somebody like the Peter Frampton or Weather Report, you know, they're just using their instruments.
Yeah, you're not going to see them drop
solid music. It's like when Dylan plugged in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not going to see Weather Report take out a Jaco Pastorius and then put in a TB-303.
No.
That's just ridiculous.
No, it's all saxophones.
You can't replace people.
Bases.
Yeah, this techno thing is short-lived.
What's an artist think? They could just sit in a studio and record an album? I mean, you got Alan Parsons Project. They were all over the radio in the 80s. You think they did that?
Yeah.
And that lazy, just sitting around a studio recording songs?
Yeah, no, they just busted it out.
Mm-hmm. These artists just think that they can record every part themselves and they just have other people play the parts.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They don't even think they need to tour.
Yeah. How are they going to make money if they don't tour? You're not getting radio play that way.
Uh-uh. And speaking of that, what's with this internet thing?
Yeah, no kidding. thing. Everybody keeps talking about it.
They got their www's and their
.coms
and
co's and their
whatever.
Their .ck.
Who needs a Friendster account when you got a landline telephone?
Yeah. I pick up my rotary and call a friend all the time. You know, that's the thing. People just don't remember numbers anymore these days. You know, it's like sending out a Hallmark card to a friend when you know that they're in trouble. Just people should care. Lend a hand. Make a friend. Man, this has been some good conversation. We should have been doing this the whole time.
I didn't realize that we shared such viewpoints.
I didn't either. It's weird, you know? It's situations like this where you're trapped with somebody where you can really make some great connections.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, Sam, I think we can be friends.
Yeah, I think so too. I felt like I didn't know you before. This road trip's really bonded our experience.
Uh-huh.
Way better than that time when you kept me loaded up on drugs and drove all over the country until you crashed into the drawbridge at New Orleans.
But you had fun in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I mean, being a vampire has its ups and downs.
Well, I'll tell you, it's no fun being a ghost.
Hey, yeah.
Unless you like being invisible in a girl's locker room.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Here's a turn off.
Yep, all right. Let's go find our spot and get our rebar out.
You got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
With this late start, too, we're only going to have a day and a half free time here. We'll be building our fort for 3 days.
Yeah, our giant clockwork fort that we've got planned out. Our Victorian cuckoo clock. That does Twitter updates.
Speaking of, did you get it to do anything on Twitter except for just updating the time?
No.
That's probably fine.
Yeah, I mean, somebody probably needs to know what time it is.
Yeah.
All of our followers, they'll want to know what time it is. It's kind of convenient. It's like that Alan Parsons Project song, Time. It just keeps flowing like a river.
Speaking of time, I think it's time that we close out this segment of the show.
I think so. All right, then.
You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
What she was doing there, but she dropped little hints, and what we were supposed to believe was that was making arrangements to put us in the orphanage.
Change de beat. Sur change de beat. Change de beat. Sur change de beat. C'est Louis Favavetti, détective privé. Tous les femmes qui le suivent, elles lui courent après. Il est cool dans nous, tout le monde le connaît. Il passe tous les murs de New York City. Sa tournée est après, c'est une période noire. Le téléphone coupé, les mois loyers en retard. Tout le monde dans la poche, plus de crédit dans les bars. C'est qu'on s'entend plus, le boulot, ça fait rare. Il passe son temps au café à jouer des vidéos. Il fait plus rapport avant qu'un jour, il sera mal au. Je suis une jolie fille, je m'appelle Beyond the Cup. Je vis dans le laser et j'aime les computers. Je passe mon temps au rêver des héros de l'hôtelé. C'est Papa Freddy Long qui m'a fait craquer.
Hachino Naiko Akumi Nippon Singo Shiyamadamu Bomboro no Senkatsu
C'est Louis Favavetti, détective privé. Toutes les femmes qui le suivent, elle lui court après. Il court après le cash, n'aime pas les bonnes manières. Vive avec son temps, Louis, j'ai pas la pierre. Quand je suis entré, il sent X-Araignée. Il connaît la musique avec les belles oublies. Elle lui font les yeux doux et ne le paie jamais. Il ne veut pas perdre son temps à travailler sans blé. Avant que j'ouvre la bouche, il me jette sans prix. $200 la semaine, les frais ne sont pas compris. Je sors mes billets verts et des bons en affaires. Je viens de le trottin et c'est une sale histoire. C'est Louis Favavetti, détective privé. Toutes les femmes qui le suivent, elles lui courent après. Il est cool dans le rue, tout le monde le connaît. Il passe tous les murs de New York City. Il s'envoie un petit whisky et il sort dans un taxi. Enfant jusqu'au taxi, il y a une rapportie. Le rapport fond le fait, Papa Freddy enquête. Avec ses Adidas, sa casquette, la tête. L'affaire n'est pas facile et c'est une sale histoire. J'étais amoureux si je me fais avoir. De l'oser que j'ai caché me reste, c'est pas au bois. Mon copain un vilain m'a tiré le mégot. Et Louis, Papa Freddy, il cherche ses gigolos.
Il est venu au Roxy pour jouer au plus malin. Il est détective privé, il fouine dans tous les coins. Il y en a plus pas longtemps que je crois qu'il le tient. Le mec est dans le patron, cette affaire marche bien. Oh, je suis content, faire Freddy va vite. Il a trouvé ma monnaie, le dit, j'ai changé de beat. Change de beat. Je change de beat. Change de beat. Je change de beat.
freeze. Like some put black after the whack. And let me sit back.
It sure is hot out here.
Yeah, it's really hot.
Did you,
I didn't know it was going to be like this.
You didn't know it was going to be hot like this?
Not like this.
So I thought, you know, you were on the internet for quite some time researching Burning Man, and I didn't know if maybe you had run across something that said it was going to be really damn hot out here.
I kind of got distracted.
Distracted? What, you were looking at pictures of topless ladies, or?
Yeah, there's a lot of those at Burning Man. I mean, if you just Google Burning Man and boobs, It's pretty amazing. I don't know. It didn't occur to me that the fact that they had their tops off might be because they were so hot.
Well, you just thought they're so hot.
Yeah, like
that's why they're
check us out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I've been to Cancun. Figured it was like that.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I took that 1988 high school trip to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
That was just
like
that.
Yeah.
They were filming Revenge of the Nerds too.
I hear it was 2-1 there on the babe count.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Babe City.
Babe Central.
So when do you think we're gonna meet up with the dude that you talked to on the internet?
Oh yeah, my contact. Well, he sent me a text earlier. He told me to meet him on the playa.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, isn't that like the whole area, or is that like the middle area, or what's...
I don't know, there's the Civic Center and Artica. I don't know, this place is confusing. I know this here seems metropolis, but you'd think there'd be more street signs.
Right. Well, and it's kind of ironic because the theme would be metropolis, dystopic world, but the mission statement is kind of against that.
My brain can't put that together.
Yeah, he said meet him on the playa. He's got his camp is he's at the Orwell camp. They got this whole 1984 kind of thing going on.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Fun project.
Which, new is old, yes is no, I'm guessing.
Black is white.
They said they were on the north side, so I guess they're on the south side.
Black Rock City is now white rap town.
Rock beats paper and scissors beat rock. It's like the opposite sketch.
Yeah.
You can't do that on television.
Exactly. I don't know.
So I guess just look for a you can't do that on television camp, and that's where my contact will be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll look for that. Probably where there's lots of water intermittently poured on the desert floor.
All right, and throw up.
Yes.
Or slime or whatever.
Slime, yeah. There's slime everywhere.
And terrible food. Well, there's terrible food everywhere.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's just a lot of this happens to be vegan.
Well, do you want me to... I'll go and look for him, but...
Yeah, why don't you just kind of go out and just scope out the area? I feel better if I set up camp.
What...
I like to
what do you
get
mean?
Everything in order. I have a certain way I like to do things, and I've been camping a lot, and
you
I just
weld.
Like to do things a
you
certain
need my
ways.
Welding or my soldering techniques for the rebar.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll do all the stuff that I need to do, and then I'll have the part
what
that
do you
I
need
that
to do?
I just need to get some stuff set
privacy,
up. I need some stuff set up
Sam,
in a
if
certain
you need
way.
Your privacy, just tell me.
You know what? Fuck off. Go.
Sam, I'm sorry. I think it's the dehydration or something.
It's the heat. It's the heat.
I don't know.
It does that. I've read reports. People get hot and they kill people. It's Chicago every year when it gets like heat waves. Murder rises.
Damn it.
Goes up. I hope we don't get killed out here.
Who do we talk to? Who's the president of Burning Man? Who do we talk to? Is there like a mayor?
It's like Mr. Man.
Is it the Burning Man himself?
Maybe.
Or is he staying
there? Weird. Burn him every time. Or maybe he resurrects. Maybe he disappears. I don't really know
like
how this works.
River Phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yeah, or Mayor McCheese from McDonald Land.
Oh, Sam, I found that cat.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Weird.
Incidentally, all of our cheese supplies are eaten and or rotted.
Well, what about my goldfish?
Well, it ate those too. I mean, I'm sure we could carve it out of its stomach cavity.
Damn it. I love goldfish.
Oh, and you know what I saw on our way in?
What's that?
Well, you know how everybody's selling their sheets of paper and their cheese sandwiches and whatever to make their money for to stay here or whatever?
Yeah.
I saw someone that's setting up like a vintage toy shop. We should go there. That'd
yeah,
be fun,
we should go
huh?
check that out.
That'd
That'll
be
fun?
Fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it'd be something we could do together.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd appreciate that a lot.
Well, all right. Hey, I'll buy you something.
Woo!
Thank you. I'll buy you something. How about that?
Well, you don't have to do that, Sam.
Hopefully they don't have some sort of ancient creature in the back that you end up buying and it comes with all these rules and stipulations and then it multiplies into evil creatures or something like that.
Right. Well, I know you're not good at following rules, so I wouldn't do that to you, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully they don't have any comic books there because I don't want to get you started.
No. Well.
Well, let me set up camp here. You go scope out the area, see where your dude is.
All right.
And then then we'll get this party started.
We'll get this party started quickly.
Yeah. Right. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
You can fuck the lilies and the roses too. You can fuck the maidens who swear they've never been screwed. You can fuck the Russians and the English too. Can fuck the Germans and every pushy Jew. Fuck the queens, fuck the kings, fuck the boys with the very saltings. Fuck the birds, fuck the pigs, fuck every guinea with a thorny twig. You can fuck the Astros and all nurses in white. You should fuck the uglies just to be kind and polite. You can fuck the moon and June and the sea, but before you fuck them first,
have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
This is like the Earth is just a big Edward James Olmos face, and this is one of the craters.
Yeah.
You could think about it like
it's
that.
Like, yeah, it's like we're standing on the precipice of Tommy Lee Jones's nose.